Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
He was born a father to a pawn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. Let's leave on. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Freeberg, great member of our Brain Trust, the author of How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery. That's one of her books. She's written a number of them. Barbara, thanks again for being here. I need your website desperately, please.
Okay, I've got two of them for you. One is Barbara Freeberg Personal Finance.
F-R-I-E-D-B-E-R-G.
You got it. And the other is Robo Advisor Pros.
All
right. For those of you that want help investing but don't want to do all the work yourself.
You got it. You actually have an offering there, don't you? It's a product.
I do. I have free financial software that anyone can sign up for. Just head on over to Robo Advisor Pros and sign up for your free money and investment software.
So check that out, folks. We're talking about economic cycles. And we were as we rolled out of the last segment into this segment, we're talking about I brought up the concept of a lost decade. And you were talking about I've forgotten who you mentioned, was talking about the fact that we're in kind of a little hump in this. We went along pretty flat for a long time. Now we've had this little hump. And by the way, Barbara, out here on Main Street, that hump is not seen by everyone. Everyone's not experiencing that, and this is what I worry about. You said that the group that are forecasting this that we're on the other side, the slippery slope side of the hump, the leeward side of the hump, that's only being experienced mostly by corporate America, by Wall Street, and the rich. People out here on Main Street, we're having a hard time. We see a little bit of it, but it's not washing over us.
Well, that's the problem with all the enthusiasm about the stock market is doing so great. That's wonderful for people that own stock, which is only about 20% of the population.
Yep.
So for those of us that don't, and that are not in the investment markets, there's a real question as to the economy is changing, the workforce is changing, and some of the old jobs are not going to come back. So the question is, what is the part of the population that's really struggling? What are you going to do? What are the choices and options?
We have so many illogical things in our economy right now, Barbara, that I don't think I've ever seen before. We've got almost record low unemployment, but we have at the same time, and I've never seen this before. At the same time, we have almost record low in worker engagement. I mean, worker what's the word I'm trying to use? Participation rate. That's what I'm trying to say. We've got a 1970s level, a Carter presidency level engagement, but also really low 4% type unemployment. Those two numbers don't go together. We got a horrible first quarter for the last 4 years on the Main Street and record stock markets. Those two numbers don't go together, Barbara.
Well, and you've also got a lot of towns where the big industries and the big jobs are gone.
Right.
And you can't expect people in these small towns or these forgotten places to say, oh, I'm going to pick up and I'm going to go somewhere else where there's better
jobs. And go get a job that I don't know how to do.
Right, right. So,
I'm not qualified for.
I'm a fan of the old Westerns. I don't know if many of your listeners have watched the old Bonanzas and the old Gunsmoke,
yeah.
But I love those old Westerns. But what they remind me of is the fact that we're in a different world today.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like thinking, well, boy, I really want to go. I trained to be a blacksmith, and I want to get that job. Or I want to work as a stable hand. And it's like those jobs are gone. So really the responsibility for us, the government, the individuals, is to answer the question, what can I learn or do today that will help me better to be employed tomorrow? Mm-hmm. And it's a harsh reality for many people.
Because it's happening to a lot of people in their 40s and 50s.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is a harsh
reality.
Well,
part of this cycle, this overall, there's another overarching cycle that we've kind of been touching on that's above and more transcending the economic cycle. And that's the economic well-being of people cycle. It's what we, like you were just alluding to that. And my point there is that we're in a time when the jobs and the skills are in disconnect. There's 6 million jobs going wanting right now because they can't find qualified people. Those are two other numbers that don't make any sense.
You know, I wrote an article recently on the job of a cybersecurity expert. Well, those jobs pay like $200,000 a year, and there are so many of those jobs going wanting because nobody knows how to do them.
Right.
So we're obviously,
and you're not going to take a person who used to work in a plant and educate them to do that. That's not going to do that.
No, it will not happen.
You're not going to take the smartest 50-year-old and train them to do that because that kind of thinking is somebody who's closer to a digital native.
Absolutely. So not to get all touchy-feely here, but then there's also a problem in that the mental health services in our country are getting cut back,
yeah.
And so people that really need that sort of help are having a more difficult time getting that type of
one
help.
One of the things that's not happening is the leadership in our country has been focusing on, I think, on the oligarchs, what I call the oligarchs, and not on the regular folks helping people get redeployed. We're going to come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.